Asia.
Indian politics online. An unruly corner. YouTube has become a refuge for the Indian government's critics.
If it weren't for YouTube, I would be out of this profession, confesses Ravish Kumar, a veteran broadcaster and winner of the prestigious Magsaysay Award, regarded as Asia's version of the Nobel Prize. Long an anchor on NDTV, one of the few sober news channels in India, Mr. Kumar left in late 2022 when it was acquired by Gautam Adani, an Indian billionaire known for his close ties to the country's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. These days, Mr. Kumar is an independent journalist with a channel on YouTube with over 10 million subscribers and 20 million views a week. The video sharing site has become a refuge for independent voices, from sidelined journalists to political satirists. Take Dhruv Rathi, a 29-year-old YouTuber who has emerged as a leading figure of online dissent. With around 20 million subscribers, his channel is among India's most popular. A recent video in which he argued that India had slipped into dictatorship was viewed 32 million times in just 1 month. Other seasoned journalists, formerly national TV anchors like Punya Prasun Bajpayee, Abhisar Sharma and Ajit Anjum, host shows with large audiences. Adding edge on the digital front are satirists such as Neha Singh Rathor, a folk singer, and Kunal Kamra, a comedian. On paper, India has a lively media scene with around 400 news channels and 20,000 daily news publications in over 20 languages. But press freedom in India has been in retreat for a while, and under Mr. Modi, the decline has accelerated. According to an annual index of press freedom by Reporters Without Borders, an international watchdog, India's ranking dropped from 140th among 180 countries in 2014, the year Mr. Modi was elected, to 159th in 2024. The ownership of prominent media groups is concentrated. Reliance Industries, a conglomerate controlled by Mukesh Ambani, another billionaire friend of Mr. Modi, controls more than 60 media outlets in India. As the industry has consolidated, the space for critical reporting has shrunk. Other social media platforms like Facebook and WhatsApp are popular, but for those shunned by mainstream platforms, YouTube is the natural choice. TikTok has been banned in India since 2020. YouTube has more than 460 million users in India, attracting 4 out of 5 adult internet users. India's YouTubers owe their success to 3 factors. First is a mastery of the medium. Mr. Rathi's videos are typically 20 to 30 minutes long, presented as detailed explainers on a particular topic. His commentaries are accompanied by slick animations, charts and newspaper clippings. He often links Mr. Modi to corruption scandals and controversy, something mainstream outlets assiduously avoid. He is not afraid to be provocative. A recent video compared Mr. Modi's oratory to Hitler's. And he mixes political videos with ones about travel and other topics of more general interest. One of his more popular videos covered the sinking of the Titanic. Second is their sophisticated use of social media. Though YouTube is their main platform, the online dissenters have built up large followings elsewhere. Mr. Rathi has nearly 12 million followers on Instagram and Facebook combined, and Mr. Kumar around 9 million. The final reason is simply demand. As Abhinandan Sekri, co-founder of News Laundry, a media monitoring website, points out, the dominant Bharatiya Janata Party still wins only just over 1/3 of the national vote. A big majority does not want hyper-partisan content. Most Indian news channels offer very similar fare. Debates are unnuanced shouting matches. Independence brings its own limitations. For one, it can be a lot of work. Mr. Rathi's success has allowed him to have a team of 15 to help him research and produce his videos. But Mr. Kumar spends almost 15 hours a day writing, refining and shooting his videos. With scant resources, most independent broadcasters rely on secondary sources for their information. And despite their impressive online growth, their audiences are tiny in comparison with traditional news channels. Nor can they boast of influence. Mr. Kumar rues that the government has stopped noticing them as if we do not exist. Even so, it is trying to rein them in. Over the past year, it has passed laws that overhaul much of how India's internet is governed. A new broadcast bill is in the works to regulate cable television and includes language on monitoring news on online platforms. Independent digital news outlets have formed an advocacy group, but individual YouTubers will face the government's wrath on their own. The government is also trying to silence its critics at source. Google reports that last year it received over 2,100 requests from it to remove content from YouTube. In April, Bolta Hindustan, a Hindi news channel, was suspended for violating Google's terms and conditions. The channel's owners claim, and Google denies, that the suspension was in response to a government notice. That same month, National Dastak, another news channel, also faced disruption. A spokesperson for Google said that it has since reinstated Bolta Hindustan and that only one video from National Dastak was blocked. But creators are always worried about government action or their channel being banned for breaking YouTube's terms of service. Still, those on the fringe are plucky. In early May, Shyam Rangila, a 29-year-old comedian who regularly posts videos mimicking Mr. Modi, announced his intention to stand for election against the Prime Minister in his constituency in Varanasi. His candidacy was stalled for unclear reasons, but he has vowed to fight on. Mr. Modi, on the brink of a third term, may find that keeping dissenters in check is harder than he thought.